Glenn Hurwitz is the author of a new book called Fear and Courage in the Democratic Party. He is also the president of the Democratic Courage Political Action Committee. WMNF began our interview with Hurwitz by asking him about this PAC.
We are dedicated to electing a progressive, courageous, and winning Democratic presidential candidate. And thus far, we've focused our attentions on Hillary Clinton, and we ran an ad on our website and in Iowa on television. And it was about how Hillary Clinton has consistently allowed herself to be bullied by both Republicans and by corporate lobbyists. And, you know, she's somebody who's come out with, you know, fairly good policy positions on a lot of issues, but very often she, as soon as she comes out with them, Republicans go after her and criticize her. And because she embraces this flawed political philosophy that you can pick up support by moving your policy positions to the center, she frequently backs off them. In a very similar way to what Bill Clinton did, and that's something that I talk about in the book, and how that really hurt the progressive movement and the Democratic Party as a whole, because he consistently left his friends feeling betrayed and his enemies emboldened with his frequent capitulations. And we're concerned that, you know, that's the same kind of thing that we'll see with Hillary Clinton.
And you attribute this behavior to something you call the politics of fear. Can you tell our listeners what that is?
Yeah, well, you know, basically in the 1980s, there was a group of corporate lobbyists, incognito Republicans, centrist Democrats, and many of the same foundations who funded the right-wing takeover of the Republican Party. They got together and they wanted to move America's other major political party, the Democrats, firmly to the right as well. But their efforts weren't working because when they tried to persuade grassroots Democrats that the Reagan-Bush tax cuts for the wealthy, massive defense spending and environmental cuts were a good idea, people just weren't buying their dope. And Jesse Jackson spoke for many when he described the Democratic Leadership Council as Democrats for the leisure class. So they decided to reframe the debate, and they started talking in the one language that politicians of any ideological stripe understand, not arguing that a policy was good or bad for the country, but they started arguing that moving to the center was the only way Democrats could get elected. Fortunately for them, what that argument was based on junk political science. First off, Americans then and now pretty consistently support progressive positions on most issues, whether it's expanding health care, improving the minimum wage, you know, or having a peaceful foreign policy. But what happened was they were very quickly able to gain influence because they spoke in this language of election. And the fact is, the other major problem with their philosophy was that people don't actually vote on issues as much as sometimes, you know, those of us who are idealistic would like to think that they do. In the book, we talk about how issues only drive really 6% of the vote. What people do vote on is party affiliation. Democrats vote for Democrats, Republicans vote for Republicans, and also character, strong leadership and integrity. And so if you're always shifting your issue positions, that's not going to help you very much because people don't vote on that. But what it can do is weaken people's perception of you as a strong leader, which is something that really does drive the vote.
We're speaking with Glenn Hurwitz. He's the author of Fear and Courage in the Democratic Party. And Glenn, what about the current crop of Democratic candidates? Do you see any that that you think have courage?
Absolutely. I think John Edwards has really transformed his campaign and his whole political philosophy in a much more progressive, much more aggressive, and a much more winning direction. You know, in 2003 and 2004, he ran a campaign that was very similar to what Barack Obama is running now, full of hopes and dreams, but also too often full of capitulation to the right wing. And he's really kind of, I think, because of what's been going on in his personal life and his experiences in the losing in the 2004 campaign, he's realized that you need to stick to your guns and fight hard for that, and that's the kind of courageous leadership that people are looking for. So, you know, he was the first candidate to propose a really aggressive plan to tackle the climate crisis. He was the first candidate to come out with a great plan for universal health care. He's consistently been moving the debate in a more progressive direction. And more than that, you know, his whole political philosophy is about taking on the corporate interests. You know, he believes that the HMOs, the insurance companies, for instance, are not going to sit down at the table and talk about how we can reduce health costs and provide coverage for more people because that will cut into their profits. We have to out-organize them and really beat them. And I think that's the truth. And if we really do want to change politics in this country, we're going to need people who are movement-oriented like that and also dedicated to achieving transformative change and really, you know, lessening the power of the lobbyists who have corrupted American politics for so long.
That was Glenn Hurwitz, whose new book is called Fear and Courage in the Democratic Party. WMNF will air the second half of this interview during tomorrow's evening newscast. You can learn more about the book at democraticcourage.com.